Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, 14 minutes past the hour, 42 degrees, cloudy here in Marion. Last Friday in the month of March, March 25th, 2022, Angie Evers in studio with me, and we have put the microphone back in the stand, so maybe you'll hear Angie better and you'll hear me okay. Call in and let us know, 740-751-4038.
That way he's not flailing the mic around everywhere.
Well, I talk with my hands. I think it's the Italian in me.
Are you Italian?
No.
Okay.
Do you have the announcement? What little spill happened there?
It's just water.
Electronics and water go together. Don't worry about that.
Well, the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, is having its monthly food giveaway Saturday, March the 26th. Parking lot opens at 8 a.m. and the giveaway is at 9 a.m. They have meat and so much more to give away. They usually give away around 200 grocery carts full of food.
Very good. 740-751-4038. Can you hear Angie and I better now that the microphone is back in the stand? Now, before the break, we were talking about Blystone. Now, you thought he would never come back on with me. Because?
Because you questioned him 30 times on the whole vaccine thing. And he didn't want to answer it.
Well, only because he was giving people advice about it. That's what makes it a fair...
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes. Hand me that paperwork. I'll give you his exact quote on this. Because we brought it up again the other day. Heaven knows, I want to be accurate. I'm not against vaccines. I got my vaccines as a child, but I am against this vaccine. Blystone.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yep. So that's a fair question.
Okay.
And also, when he says, I don't want to give out my personal information, well, you told us you got your vaccines as a child. So what's the difference about this? Well, why aren't you telling us?
I don't know.
But he came back on, so I give him credit for that.
Yeah. At least he came back on. He forgave you.
I called him up and I said, if you don't come back on, I'm going to kick your derriere.
Oh, he was afraid.
He knew. He's gotten quite a few of those lately. Oh, what in the world is going on? People come on the show because they know they're going to get a fair interview. He had to know that was a fair question.
He just didn't want to answer it.
Didn't want to answer it, but it's a fair question. We got to have some real journalists out there. You don't go into journalism to be liked. That's why I hate watching these shows where people come on and they agree with everything the guest has to say. They book people who agree with them. Now, what is that? Oh, what's your opinion on that? Well, I think that people should have red hair. Oh, me too. Wow. That's a great show. That's boring. Now, I'm not saying you need to have conflict, but I didn't know that he wasn't going to tell me if he was vaccinated or not, but you ask questions people want to know. If you already know the answers, why are you bringing the person on the show?
I think you ask a lot of tough questions.
They need to be asked. This is going to be the guy running the state.
I mean, I'm glad you don't interview me.
Well, Blystone says he's leaving the state if he doesn't get elected.
Oh, where does he live now?
Ohio.
I know, but where at?
I don't know. Somewhere down in the Columbus area. So you could see a lot of cattle leaving Ohio in May if DeWine does kick his rear end.
He has a cattle farm.
I think so. I think that's why he was at the Beef Expo. So really, you got to say DeWine should not have been at the Beef Expo. Why was he there?
Campaigning.
There you go.
I mean, that, I'm sure, was the only reason.
Well, if
he was
campaigning, then it's a fair question. Why won't you debate me?
He's making his appearances.
You know, I said not too long ago that I was going to start doing commentaries on the air. And you know what? I have one tonight. This is kind of a rough draft commentary. But I was looking at Facebook today, the Facebook. And I don't care where you went on spring break. I'm seeing everybody spring. This is what I did on spring break. Remember when that used to be torture? When somebody would go take pictures of their trip and show them to you on the projector? I mean, put them up there. I don't care where you went. God bless you. I'm glad you got out of the house.
Well, you know what? I was thinking, I mean, I wasn't really thinking that. I know people post where they go. I mean, you post where you go.
Oh, is that right?
We just don't go on spring break.
No, I don't post my vacations. Never went on one.
I'm sure you posted when we went to Hershey.
Well, but yeah, but that...
You posted when you went to Nashville.
That was work.
Uh-huh.
I did. I broadcast outside of the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah.
So was going to wherever we went. We went to New York.
That was more work.
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, that was work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things can be fun, but they're work. Here's the difference. Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's a sight. Phil Donahue. That's a sight. The Grand Ole Opry. That's a sight. You and your family posing out in front of some tree, I don't care.
You don't think that's a sight for them?
How many pictures did I see of people drinking? I don't know if you're in where you say you are or if you're sitting at your living room table. And particularly, I don't care.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you saw that one too?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just don't care. I could not care any less. It doesn't mean you can't do it, but that used to be torture. If you wanted to torture somebody, you'd go on a trip somewhere and then bring your slides back and show it to them. Nobody cares. Do they realize nobody cares?
I mean, I don't know.
Your family might care, but other than that, we don't care.
I feel that, I mean, that's what Facebook is. So you can share what you're doing.
No, it's like when people take pictures of their food.
You take pictures of your food.
Only if I'm giving the restaurant a thumbs up. You've never seen me give a restaurant a thumbs down.
Well, no, but I mean, maybe nobody cares where you eat.
Oh, don't look at it.
Well, don't look at the spring break pictures.
I'm saying it's done by so many people, it's like a trend. Like, you have to tell me where you went. I don't care.
Unfollow, unfollow, unfollow.
Well, that's what's going to have to happen, because I'm getting sick and tired of seeing all this. It reminds me of when people used to go on trips and show you a bunch of
You're
pictures.
Supposed to just be happy for people that they can go and do those things.
Well, God bless them.
I mean, I wish I could go do those things. But I got...
Would you take pictures?
Well, of course I would take pictures.
And post them?
Well, I wouldn't post while I was there. I would probably wait till I got back.
I don't care. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular, because I saw a lot of those. And, you know, look at me in the islands. Look at me here. Look at me in... la-dee-da. You know what this is? You bought me a Dorothy Fulltime book.
I did.
This is the Dorothy Fulltime coming out in me.
I see.
This is, if I tip my head one way, I'd be full Dorothy right now. This is how Dorothy talked. She didn't take any guff off anybody.
I think you're wound up.
No, I think we need to have commentaries in life on these things, and I just don't care what people do on their spring break.
I wish I could go on vacation. I don't have money to go on
now,
vacation.
Now, tell me, audience, do you really care what people do with their time? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Can you hear Angie and I okay now since we put the mic in the stand? And do you really want to know what people are doing on their spring break? I don't. 740-751-4038.
Well,
give me a buzz.
You just keep scrolling. You know, just like when you see all this angry stuff on...
Not anger.
You just keep scrolling.
Not anger. I just don't care.
Go ahead, caller.
Good evening.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
I just got done watching the game. Purdue just lost.
Oh, Purdue is out. Oh, no.
Yep. Purdue's out.
Well, that's down for Angie and I. Now, has Kansas played yet?
They must be on another channel. I've been watching CBS. I'm getting ready to watch UCLA North Carolina game.
That'll be an interesting one. Who do you think's going to go up in that one?
I hope North Carolina.
Yeah, I'd like to see North Carolina win too. So Purdue's out. That means
Purdue's out.
I've got Duke still in it, and possibly Kansas. So I hope Kansas wins.
Well, tell Angie her steak dinner isn't looking too good.
No, it's not. That Purdue hit. Now she's just got Houston left now.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
So
they made pulls.
Yeah. Do you think that Duke is pumped up because of this Coach K's last season?
Yes.
Me too.
Because, you know, Ohio State beat Duke early in the season.
Yeah, I can't believe they're in the Elite Eight. And that game, the only game I have watched, the end of that other one, was the Duke game the other day, Sunday. And, boy, they came on at the end. I think they're playing for that coach.
I think so, too. They're going to send him out with a big win.
Wouldn't it? I don't have them in the final game, but if they made it to the final game, I think that would really be something. But we also have now Purdue lost. Now, who did they play?
They played St. Peter's.
They won?
It's a little. Yes.
Oh, my. Now, there's another.
A little college out of New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
So now, let's see here.
Did you have my mark wrong?
No. You lost Purdue. But St. Pete has. Am I right here, Phyllis? They've never won a game in the Big Ten, and now they've won three in a row.
Right.
And now they're in the Sweet 16. So.
They're going for the final Elite Eight.
You're right. So now they'll play. Who do they have now?
Who?
St. Pete.
I don't know. I think it depends on who wins UCLA and North Carolina.
Well, I tell you what, there are some great stories. I mean, I have Duke going to the Final Four, but. You know, this St. Pete story is amazing. The Duke story is amazing. And it's really an interesting year.
This is the first year I haven't filled out a bracket, so I'm just watching it day by day.
Well, you know, right now it really is up in the air because Angie did, she's only got Houston left, but she picked them to win it. So she could still pull it out. And I picked Kansas to be, my Indiana's gone, but
I
picked
know.
Kansas... in the final game with Indiana. So if Kansas can get to the final game, which is going to be against Houston at some point, if Kansas does win, then, you know, I could still do well. But God bless Duke for keeping me in this.
There's games on the other channel. I've got DirecTV, so it's on channel 247. And I've been watching CBS because I want to see the main ones. Excuse me, my allergies are killing me tonight.
No. Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Phyllis, and I'll tell you, that St. Pete is a story.
So, have you found out when you can be around people?
You know, I did. I got my blood work back earlier this week, and I can be around people. They said don't go around a whole lot of people, you know, grocery stores and things like that.
Right.
But, I can be around. The blood work came back good, which was good.
So, are you going to go in and work when Glenn goes to California?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to because, he's out of there for the next 4 weeks. So I'm going to try to get into the studio this week and cover for him some days.
Okay. Well, I want to make you some things when you're in there so that Larry can deliver them.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know. By Monday, I'm feeling pretty good tonight, but I would say I'll be back in the studio by Wednesday.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Bye. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I forgot to tell people. They are interested. The blood work came back good, so. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the people that show their pictures to everybody from vacation.
Yes.
I don't like that either because, you know, there are some people who have kids that would love to go where those same people went. They can't afford it, and I feel that, you know, they're just kind of bragging up, well, we got to go here and you did. I just feel like they're rubbing it in your face, and I don't like that.
I think
that's
you're right.
Rude.
I think you're, and that's one of the reasons I don't like it. And to be honest, most of the pictures I post, people could go for free, and they're usually places that people don't know about. They aren't common places.
Right.
People know right. about, you know, Myrtle Beach. People know about these places. You're just showing me
right.
a picture for what reason? To show that you went? You know, I don't know. I just think it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
I don't care what people do.
That's right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
All right, 740-751-4038. I'll drive over to the studio just so Phyllis will make me something.
I'm sure you probably would.
Oh, I would, because, no, everything's going well.
Yes. You've been very fortunate.
Yeah, and almost at the halfway point.
Not quite.
One more.
Yeah.
One more, and then halfway. All right, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air. Yeah, Glenn's going to California for a month now.
Oh, wow. He has family out there, I'm guessing?
Son.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, he should take me with him. My son's out there.
You
want to
go somewhere with Glenn?
My son's out in California. He can just drop me off.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the car ride with Glenn would...
He's driving out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
His wife won't fly, I guess.
Oh. That's sad.
That
I would fly.
That wouldn't be my can of worms.
No.
All right, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038.
Although, you know, I bet you could see a lot of stuff driving. I mean, I think it would be neat to drive out there. I mean... I personally would not drive myself, but if somebody was driving me, that wouldn't be bad.
You know, I cannot believe St. Pete has never won a game in the Big Ten, and now they're in the Sweet... No, they're in the Elite Eight. Unbelievable.
So I didn't pick them?
Nope, you picked Purdue. So the only team you've got left in this now is Houston.
Hmm.
And I've still got Duke, and Duke won... And Kansas. I don't know the score on Kansas. Kansas would be the only other team I've got left. So it's still anybody's game. But if Kansas wins, that's going to put me in a much better position.
Hmm.
So it really comes down to Kansas at this point.
Yeah.
They're a good team, but boy, people have been... There's no way St. Pete should have beat Purdue.
Well, I don't know anything about anything, so...
Well, I just know what I've been hearing.
I haven't even heard anything. I don't pay attention.
But you kept... Now, see, you play that now, but you were asking me last Sunday, have you looked at the scores? Have you looked at the scores?
I did, because I just wanted a steak dinner.
Well,
that's all I want.
You well,
and
all,
see, I'm still not going to get a steak dinner.
Well, you don't know, because if Kansas loses tonight, then all I got left is Duke.
This was my only hope.
Well, Houston could still pull it out, and if they do... I don't have anybody in that final game if Kansas doesn't win.
Hmm.
So you could still win. It's not over.
Well, I'm going to pull for my dog team.
740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. All right, we got about 29 minutes left here. What else is on your mind?
Hmm. I don't know. I wish I could go on spring break.
It's over.
After looking at everybody's pictures.
You have to get tired of that.
Well, I mean, I've never been able to take my kids on a spring break vacation. So, I mean, it's a little depressing. But, I mean, but no. I guess I just try to be happy for the people who do get to go.
Well, I'm not dishappy or unhappy for them. I'm just saying, why do I care? Go on spring break. Go to England. I don't care. But why do you have to come back and show me? Because, see, this is what goes through my mind when you do that. Kind of like our caller there. Why are you showing me this? You were there. If you want to show your family, go ahead. But why are you posting this in a public forum?
I mean, I just think people just do that. I mean, that's Facebook.
Because you're trying to show me you're happy, when clearly you're not.
Well, maybe some people are happy.
Well, who's got time in a happy moment to stop and take these pictures? Remember when people used to take pictures of things and not people? You'd go on vacation, like, to see the Liberty Bell, and you'd take a picture of the Liberty Bell. Now people go and take a picture of themselves.
In the Liberty Bell.
It's a whole new thing.
Well, you got a picture of you in the Liberty Bell.
Didn't cost anything. They were closed.
You're right.
What kind of liberty is that?
Well, and you know what? We never got a Philly cheesesteak when we were in Philly.
No, but we did go to Ben Franklin's grave.
We did.
Just as it was getting dark.
We did.
And I paid homage to Ben Franklin. You know, I think people like people who do commentaries, though. People love Dorothy full-time. People are writing books about her.
Did you read the book yet?
Yes, a good portion of it.
I figured it'd only take you an hour to read it.
Well, I spent about a half hour before I took a nap
See,
today.
I knew.
Yeah,
you
but
were
it's,
a fast reader.
But it's a good book.
It'd take me like a year to read it.
Well, because she didn't write the book. She wrote like four books in her life. I have one of the books that Dorothy wrote. But this book is about her.
Right. Did you learn anything yet?
Well, it gets a little more in depth on things than newspaper articles.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. She was a very, very well-known woman. I think that's what people are starting to understand. You know, she had a book written about her. Hardback.
Yeah, it was a nice book. And actually, the book that I found was signed by the author.
Patricia Moat. If anybody's a fan of Dorothy Fulltime, look for that book. It's a very good book.
I won't read it.
I have Dorothy's book. She wrote like three or four. I have the one called 1,000 Friends.
Yeah, that's because I looked it up, and that's about the only one I've seen on there was that one. So I wonder what the other books are called.
You know, I don't remember, but I've seen the articles. Talks a lot about her being imprisoned in that nursing home.
The book that you have now?
Yeah, that new book.
Oh.
About how that came to be and...
So who was this lady that wrote the book about her?
I don't know. Didn't know her. Just a fan.
She didn't know her.
No, just a fan.
Hmm.
I mean, she was a former teacher.
Hmm.
Dorothy was feisty. You've seen some Dorothy clips now.
I think you're becoming Dorothy.
Oh, you think?
You're getting feisty.
Well, people liked her.
Yeah.
You know? I think people, but you know what? I think people prefer honesty. Some people are very fake on the air. I think we've talked about this before. People don't want fake. Now, they can disagree with you. You know, people might not, hey, they might say he's nuts. We want to see people's vacation pictures. But they know that I'm being honest when I say I don't want to see him. And I think people appreciate honesty.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't care to see on Facebook.
Like
I just keep scrolling.
Yeah, but I will not lie. And I know people who do this on the air. I won't lie to just be in favor with a certain group of people. If you ask my honest opinion, now sometimes my honest opinion is I'm not going to tell you. But that's my honest opinion. But if I feel like giving it, I'll tell you. Just like I think. I'm not against Joe Blystone. I'm not for Joe Blystone. But I think when you say you are not for the vaccine, you should tell me if you're vaccinated. That's a fair question. Now, however you want to answer that, that's your business. And I don't think the governor of a state should be saying at a public event that I'm going to kick your rear end.
Was it on the news?
I'm sure it was after, well, yeah, that's where I heard about it. I wasn't at the Beef Expo.
You don't want to go to the Beef Expo?
Not particularly, but I didn't realize it was like the Tuesday night fights.
You just never know.
You never know when things are going to erupt.
Nope.
740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio. There was something else I wanted to talk about this week.
Now, I know you don't like to talk about this stuff.
What's that?
But about that 14-year-old boy that died on that ride today in Orlando.
Oh, no, that's okay. Tell people who don't know about it.
Well, I don't know enough to talk about it because I just seen it in the briefing. I probably saw it on Facebook.
He fell off a roller coaster, right?
It was like the
Ferris wheel.
No, it was like the tallest. I don't know. It was like, I don't know if it was even in Orlando, but he must not even been buckled. He fell from like, I don't know, 400 feet or something. He was, I don't know how high up. I didn't see enough of it to really talk about it, but that just makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, how do you prevent that?
Well, I believe what they were saying was that the ride operator did not check all the seatbelts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
That's bad.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And that ride it's a brand new ride. It's only been in play for like, I don't know, 4 months or something, they said.
See, this is why when you're at McDonald's and somebody gives you a regular soda, now don't be rude, but just say, hey, you gave me the wrong one, because you're not paying close enough attention to your job. And if they go down to Cedar Point and get a job and don't buckle somebody in, you're going to have somebody falling off a roller coaster.
Yeah, you got to make sure people are buckled in and something like that. Ugh.
Yeah, but you got to, I mean, you always have to tell somebody when they're doing something wrong in the service industry. Now, don't be rude.
Yeah, but, I mean, the wrong pop in a roller coaster that goes up like 400 feet.
Yeah, but it's the same problem.
Yeah, it's the same problem. People aren't doing what they should be doing.
Right, negligence.
But one is causing death.
What if you're diabetic?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's going to kill you.
Never know.
I mean,
what if you're a diabetic with no taste buds?
Whatever.
All I'm saying is you should be doing your job.
Right. If you're not competent in doing your job, you shouldn't be doing
it. And it should not shock you if somebody points out that you're not doing your job. Because if you continue this pattern, you will always be that way.
But, you know, we did have that happen tonight where you were handed a drink and it wasn't what you wanted.
What was the wrong thing?
It was the wrong thing.
And they lied.
Yes.
Yes. And then they got sassy about it.
They did.
And if I had been over by that window, that'd have been it.
But I didn't pull away. I stayed until you tried the drink just because they didn't. It wasn't at the usual place. It was somewhere different. And, you know, the button wasn't pushed. And she's like, did you have a drink? I said, yes. So she just handed me the drink that was sitting there. And she said it was what we said it was, should have been, and it wasn't.
And then what happened?
And then they remade it. And when she handed me the drink, she said, well, the girl who did it said it was diet.
You know what I would have said? I said, it wasn't.
I didn't say anything.
No, but see, that's where you got to be rude. Because if they're going to be rude, rudeness begets rudeness.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, just ask the governor.
Well, I mean.
Oh, you're right. I just should have told her I was going to kick her. That's the term tonight. I'm going to kick your backside. Now, see, here's what I don't understand. Earlier on, you are trying to explain away Mike Doyle. Oh, he's kidding. He wasn't saying it literally.
He was just.
I wasn't gonna literally kick this girl's backside.
Just talking about the election.
I'm just talking about you got sassy with me over my drink. What's the difference?
Well, I think sometimes things like that you just need to move on. Just keep scrolling.
If it's good enough for the governor, it's good enough for me.
You know, I learned a long time ago to pick and choose your battles, and that is one battle I would not choose.
Why? That's an easy one.
No. I mean, yeah, it could be easy, but is it worth it? Nah. What? I mean, you got your right drink. They gave you what you wanted.
Yeah, but listen. I am paying your bills.
Well, you
know
what? That's when you get the receipt, take the survey, and said, hey, this is what happened at this visit, and you know what? Then they'll send you a coupon. You know what? I left a really positive review for somebody at White Castle, and they told me they would send me a $10 gift card to White Castle.
Well, all I know is...
Although I never got it, but...
I have done a lot of wrong things in my life in the service industry, and I don't mind when people point it out. Oh, that rang up the wrong price. Oh, did it? Okay. I'll look it up.
But that's not your fault.
Well, no, but they think it is.
I mean, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect.
No, but if I do something...
We're all going to make mistakes.
But if I do something wrong, I can't expect not to be called on the carpet for it. They don't want to be charged more than what they thought they were going to be charged.
Right, so you fix it and make it better.
Right.
I mean, the girl didn't have to say, well, you know, it is what she said it was, but because it wasn't, but... You know how many times they probably get people doing that to them all day long to just get a free pop?
Do I look like some kind of free pop scoundrel?
Maybe.
Well, well, you were there. Maybe you look like the free pop scoundrel.
I probably do.
What? Who's right here? Audience, 740-751-4038. Do you tell the people they've done something wrong in a polite way? Or do you just let it go? Because, I don't know, you like getting the wrong food or something? You have a...
Well, actually, you know what? Me and Allie went to a restaurant today. I'm not going to say where. But we went to a sit-down restaurant, which we don't normally do. But now I only work half a days on Friday. So I got to spend the day with her. Well, after I got off work. So, anyway, we went out to eat. And they gave us the wrong food. Now, supposedly we ordered the wrong food, but I think there was some miscommunication somewhere along the line. But I did say, because I knew Natalie wasn't going to eat it, and I wasn't going to pay for something she wasn't going to eat just because there was some type of miscommunication. So anyway, they took it back and remade what she wanted. So... And that was fine. She was really embarrassed. She was really upset. Natalie was, because we had to turn that food away. But it wasn't what we ordered. It wasn't what we wanted. And I wasn't going to pay $10 for something that she wouldn't eat.
So I got to start ordering more expensive items.
Well, no, but I mean, if... I picked up something for you yesterday. If it would not have been right, I would have taken it back. And I'm sure they would have made it right.
What?
I'm not saying to not... Like, if you don't get the right item, to not say something. I mean, I said something when I didn't get what we wanted.
Right, but I don't think you like when I say something.
No.
Because I think your foot's always on the gas pedal.
Well, that's the thing. We're always in the drive-thru. I mean, I wasn't in the drive-thru today. I was inside of a restaurant. But they made it right, and it was fine. But...
Oh, man. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Kansas just won 66-61.
Kansas won?
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Kansas won 66-61. Well, well, well. That's good for me. So, I think we can get a new total here because I don't think any of the other games are pertinent to our totals at this point. So, the round number three, you will add an additional... I'm going to get rid of this Sharpie. You'll add an additional 5 points. The only one you got right here was Houston. So you'll add an additional 5 points for this round. And the only two... I got two. I got Duke and Kansas. So I got 10 points for that round. So currently, the score stands at... Angie is at 43. And I am at 55.
Whatever.
That's the numbers.
How do you know how many to add up? I don't see any numbers
on there.
Here's
the points.
How do you know that?
I showed this to you before we started the tournament.
I know,
tournament.
But you just created that.
Right, but before the tournament, I didn't make it up as we went along the way. So now, that's where we are. Now, where are we at? Now, see, I still have a chance there with Kansas again and Duke, because I've picked them both for the final four. So I still have a chance to get 20 points in the next round if they make it to the final four, both Duke and Kansas. If Houston wins, you can still get 10 points. But if Houston goes out at any point now, game over. But if Duke and Kansas both lose and Houston wins, you could still win. Very interesting. But that's the luck of the draw. But there are some great stories this year. That St. Pete story, never won a game, and now they're in the Elite Eight. Duke shouldn't be there. Coach K's last season. They're playing on heart.
Wow. Maybe you should watch a game.
I'm going to have to watch a game. 7-4-0 Kansas, since I picked them. 7-4-0-7-5-1-4-0-3-8. Who's going to win this puppy?
Houston.
Maybe. Let's see here.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
I want to comment on the topic that you were talking about, the drinks that you got.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So I think that when you go through a fast food restaurant and you don't get what you order, I want to agree with Andy on this and say you don't say anything.
Now, why don't you say anything?
Well, because you know their day's already bad. Like you said, they probably have 10,000 people that are complaining all day long about everything.
Well, I understand that. And again, I'm not saying be rude about it. But I think when you order something and you realize that it's wrong, I think there's some carelessness going on there. And if you don't point it out to them, you know what? Like teaching. If 4 + 4 = 7 on your paper, and you don't tell the kid that 4 + 4 = not 7, they're going to think that it's 7.
True.
Yeah. So I'm not... rudeness...
But do you correct everyone every time that they're wrong about something?
Well, if I catch it, I try to... No, because you do come off sounding bad, and I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying that do not be rude. I have worked in service jobs all my life. I like service jobs. I like dealing with people. But
yeah, me too.
If I do something wrong and somebody points out that I've done something wrong, that's okay. Uh-huh. I don't get mad about that, because if it was my fault, I understand you don't want to pay $2 more than what you thought for that item. I worked as a bank teller once. I understand if
Me
you want
too.
To put $50 in your Christmas club and I only marked $5 in there. And if I want a diet drink and you give me a regular and it's only going to take you 10 seconds to make a diet, I don't know why that's such a huge deal. If I'm not being rude to you.
No, exactly. But sometimes, there's times in your life where you just have to be like, okay, well, I mean,
that's how I feel. Like, you just have to pick and choose your battles. Says, and that's just not one battle that I choose to mess with.
But then you got no drink.
Yeah, but no. But see, the thing is, we're in a drive-through line, and then, you know, you got everybody.
Yeah, and then you're holding up the person behind you because you're like, my drink's not right. And then they're like, oh, you're questioning me. And then they get upset, and then they just mess up your drink anyway because
you've already.
Let me tell you about drive-through lines. How many times have I pulled up to a drive-through line and the car behind me is two empty spaces behind because somebody's on their cell phone? Now, these people need to pay attention.
Because they're not paying attention that they need to pull up.
Right. But I don't go get out and knock on their window and say, speed up, jerk.
Right.
Right. So, you know, at least I'm taking the passive attitude in that manner. And, you know, but if I want a drink with my meal... I don't think it's wrong to ask for the right drink.
Well, I mean, a lot of times we have had that happen, and I mean, I would just pull into a spot and maybe go in.
Yeah.
Instead of just, I mean, I know it's an inconvenience for me, but.
But don't you think carelessness is a trait more than, I mean, I really don't, it sounds silly, but this person who didn't belt this person in down in Florida to this roller coaster,
right.
That's carelessness. And I think if you're
absolutely
have you ever noticed if somebody is anal retentive, they're anal retentive about everything, no matter how small or how big. If somebody is not clean, you know, they don't clean their house, they don't clean their car. If somebody's a pack rat,
they don't cut their fingernails.
Right, don't cut their fingernails, you know. Don't shampoo their hair. And I really think that there isn't much of a difference. If you're getting paid a salary to serve the public, I don't care if it's a dollar pop or somebody's life on the line, you don't want to be careless. You want to be accurate. You belted the other 50,000 people in that day, but one wrong person is somebody dead.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for listening.
Hey, you know, I had to jump on and comment.
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Well, I think I won her over by the end.
Oh, dear.
Don't you think of carelessness more as a trait than isolated incident?
No. I mean, it could have been just an isolated incident.
Can you imagine being back in Cleveland in the early 1980s and you'd have given Dorothy full time a diet soda and she wanted a regular soda? Oh, you'd have been knocked out.
I don't think so. I think she would not have done that.
You think she'd have just taken it?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
I don't like when people back up behind me, and like I'm the reason that all these people are backed up. Like, I don't like that. That's anxiety, right there.
I just don't look in the rearview mirrors.
I don't know.
They're all
their phone. I'd rather go park and go in and be like, hey, this is the wrong drink. Can you give me a new drink?
They're all on their phones, anyways. Hey, just be like the governor. I'm going to kick your... He should get shirts made up. I said the other... You remember when Jesse Ventura won the governorship in Minnesota?
You're asking me?
You
if
know
I
this.
No, I don't.
Well, Jesse Ventura was a pro wrestler, and he won the governorship of Minnesota. And the Minnesotan people, after he won that election, all had shirts made up that said, my governor can beat your governor up. Well, I think we in Ohio need to capitalize on this now, and we need to say, our governor can kick your governor's...
Well, go for it.
I think DeWine's missing the boat here if he doesn't do that. Because people think he's kind of a wimp.
Well, I guess he's not a wimp now.
Well, I don't know. He's going to have to go toe-to-toe with Blystone.
Do they debate at all? Like, I mean,
listen, we got 2 minutes. No, there won't. They won't now. But this is why I said Ted Williams should have got in on this. Oh, Ted Williams isn't qualified. Well, look at the bunch we got here. You got the guy who won't tell us if he got a vaccination or not, but he's condemning him. He's calling the governor a coward. You got the governor who's going threatening to kick people's rear end in the beef expo and grabbing their shirts. My goodness, Ted Williams would be the most civil person in this governor election.
I don't know about that.
Oh, just let it roll. Jerry Springer's free. He's an Ohio boy. He was a mayor down in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he'd be qualified.
Jerry. The girl who tonight was working at Wendy's would be qualified if these are the candidates we got. She got sassy herself tonight. Well, she did pour the right one.
Oh, dear.
And we don't want to see your trip pictures. I don't care where you went on spring break.
You are just wound up.
I feel good tonight. I don't know what it is.
Wound up.
Is it wrong to feel good?
Well, we're almost in the month of April. I'm very, very, very thankful that you feel good.
I feel good. I feel good to get stuff off my chest. 20 seconds to go. Anything to say? The Big Ten's almost over for you. 15 seconds left to go.
I don't think so. I'm still pulling for Houston.
For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears, and all of us at WWGH Radio, heading for the dugout. Have a safe night.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well...